Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. This is the final chapter of this Avengers story arc, so let's get right into the episode.
So then we pop over to issue 60, mm-hmm. Till Death Do Us Part, and basically the...
It starts out, Cap has got a wedding invitation. So, yeah, we see Cap, he's trying to make it to Avengers Mansion, all the while...
Walking through a crowd.
Yeah, the crowd is kind of like, he's the new superstar, because he's been frozen for...
A period of time.
And so they're all trying to get his autograph because everybody loves Captain America. Mm-hmm. And he's got too much on his mind right now. But he gets to the mansion and he's like, what the heck is going on? Who's this Yellow Jacket? And why is Jan marrying him?
A masked stranger that she hardly knows.
Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, yeah, no, we have no idea. And Cap's like, well, Hank is okay with this. And Hawkeye's like, well, Yellow Jacket says Hank is dead.
Tells him they left him, you know, the size of a flea's ear and in his backyard, and there's no way we'll ever be able to find him, mm-hmm. even if he is still alive.
So, as they're all discussing all this, the Wasp and Yellow Jacket come flying in on their
honeymoon hovercraft.
Is that what they call it?
That's what he calls it.
Okay.
Got to keep that brand on point.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Cap decides that the best course of action for this is for him to play it nice.
That's Captain America.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm. Hawkeye, on the other hand, is like, nope, screw all you guys.
Yeah.
Screw you guys, I'm going home. No.
He's about ready to punch this guy.
They're definitely, you know, keeping him from coming to blows.
And he's still calling him Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of the name game. We'll get there.
And, you know.
So... Jan's like, I'm marrying him. There's nothing you guys can do about it.
Yeah, quit judging me for this.
This is
you
my
know?
Business. Stay out of it. We then see Jarvis bringing in the priest and Seti having ask you make sure everything's okay, that what we're doing is fine. He's like, yeah, it's totally fine. And so then he gets the doorbell rings, and he's got to go get the...
Jarvis is going to answer the door. He's like, excuse me, I believe the service bell is ringing.
Yes.
He thinks it's the caterers. So he opens the door, and he's like, oh, you know, sorry about the short notice. And they basically pull a gun on him, and...
they tie him up.
Ding, this ding. Is our second Jarvis Hawktie.
We'll put in a neat sound effect for that.
Don't give me too much credit.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's a lot of
editing
I don't
so want to do. Who has broken into the mansion here is the ringmaster and his circus of crime.
They include the human cannonball.
Who I'd like to point out looks a lot like the Rhino.
That first picture he does.
even his powers, if you really or well powers.
That's
if
fair.
You think about
yeah.
It.
The clown, which
is it that Riddler looking guy?
It's literally the dude that looks like a clown, like right here.
Oh, background.
And
yeah.
He has. Well, I didn't see any.
I don't. Yeah, I don't know.
Then you
Seltzer. Who knows?
Yeah.
Bruto the strong man.
Princess Python.
Princess Python. And the Great Gambonos.
They're basically tumbling twins.
Yeah. And they are posing as the catering to get back at the Avengers, mainly Thor.
Yeah.
For this moment. Like, the last time the Ringmaster showed up apparently was in one of the latest Thor issues. So they're trying to get at him, but they're just going to take the Avengers while they can. Doesn't matter who they are. Doesn't matter who's there. They're just because they know they're all going to be showing up. We then get Hawkeye trying to go talk to
Jan,
and he is stopped at the door by Crystal. Crystal is an Inhuman. She currently is part of the Fantastic Four.
Okay, because that's
She's dating Human Torch.
Yeah.
She's currently part of the Fantastic Four, taking Sue's place, because Sue and Reed just had their first baby.
Oh, yeah.
So she's taking time off to be a mom. But yeah, so Crystal and Sue are helping Jan with her wedding dress. Hawkeye just wanted to talk to Jan. Crystal just kind of didn't really blow him off, but it's like, she's busy. You know, you can come back, see her later. So Hawkeye kind of sulks off. Jan asked what was going on, who it was, and she just said, it was Hawkeye, he wanted to talk to you, and...
Yeah,
we do have your.
It's not important right now. And then she kind of questions why Jan would marry a guy that she's only known for a little bit, and Jan actually, like, instead of getting angry with her like she has with everybody else, she, you know, tells her, she's like, you know, from what I've heard of you and, you know, the torches romance, you could ask, you could answer that question yourself. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, okay, I guess I'm ready, blah, blah, blah. Pans over to, I love this right here.
Beautiful splash page.
Because it's, we've got the Fantastic Four. We've got the original X-Men. We've got Daredevil and,
Black
is that the Black Knight?
Yep.
Okay. And then you've got Spider-Man.
Doctor Strange.
Strange, mm-hmm. Yes. A couple more Avengers thrown in there. And then you've got Nick Fury down there at the
bottom. I will point out, yeah, there's Nick Fury.
The David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, that, yes, exactly. But okay. There's Nick Fury. Where's Black Widow? I mean, I know she's on a mission, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just fun. Oh, they even mention, we're there in the captions, like, we could write it over this page, but we want to show this art that it's just, it's too beautiful to pass up.
Oh, and I love this, though, because everybody's got a glass in their hand that looks like a wine glass. Mm-hmm. And up in the top corner, it says, P.S. for all the...
Teetotalers
in the Marveldom. The rest assured that that's punch that our galvanized guests are drinking and is strictly non-alcoholic. Because,
mm-hmm.
You know, great. They didn't need that kind of bad influence. Yeah. Now, granted, if Iron Man would have had a cup in his hand, we know for damn certain that would have been alcoholic,
nope.
But that's neither here nor there.
Well, especially mm-hmm. there. That's going to be a great storyline to hit.
Oh, jeez.
So that gets to the wedding, which they... I mean, panel-wise, they just get through it pretty quick.
Yeah, it actually basically goes right to the kiss.
Hawkeye and Black Panther are kind of... Hawkeye's being all pissy about it. And Panther's telling him, just keep quiet. This is Jan's moment.
We promised her that we'd be good.
Hawkeye just can't keep his mouth shut, though. Cause...
Mm-hmm. So he's like, to hell with this. I'm going to go take a breather. He goes to hop into through the kitchen. Runs into the, you know, circus of crime or whatever the mm-hmm. hell it's called. And he does good for about 2 seconds and then gets his ass handed to him.
Yeah, then so Jan is getting ready to cut the cake. And as she goes to cut it, this giant python comes hopping out of it and entangles her.
I'd like to point out here again, of course, instead of her using her powers to, you know, shrink down into the size of a wasp to get away... She passes the fuck out.
Now, this might be... Well, does she?
Yeah. She's passed out. Hmm. Or maybe she's just crying.
I think she was, because she's crying there.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
I guess. See, she's talking right
yep.
there, too.
All
right,
we're good.
This probably goes back to what we were saying before about how she won't shrink down because her clothes won't shrink with her. She probably doesn't have her suit on underneath.
I'm not worried about that, dress. Though. But, so anyways, so...
Man, Black Panther jumps to the rescue.
Yep. Yeah, fighting with the... Snake ensues, and
they're like, "What's going on? Where this python come from?"
Mm-hmm.
And that is when the circus decides to attack. And like I said, everybody just goes for.
Oh, wait, I'd also like to point out at this point in time because it's.
Did they say something about someone inheriting millions?
Well, that doesn't have anything. Well, you're talking about when they're saying the only reason why he's marrying her is because of all her money.
Oh, yeah.
But I was actually going to point out that as soon as the python gets dealt with, Black Panther says to all the rest of their superhero guests, hey, why don't you guys just get out of here? This is Avengers business.
Yeah,
I mean, you've got literally this room full of the, you know, strongest people in the world.
Right. In the Marvel universe.
And they're just like, so you guys just get the hell out of here and we'll take care of these guys by ourselves.
Because
that makes perfect sense. I mean, if you logically think about it, it would have taken, you know, the grouping of people there a total of, like, 2 seconds to wipe the floor with these five clowns here.
Well, oh, yeah. They don't leave, do they?
Yeah, everybody, they tell them to get out of here. They're like, get out of the Avengers Mansion. Because then the Circus of Crime guy gets pissed off because the ringmaster's like, you were supposed to, you know, I was supposed to be able to take out all of these superheroes with my bomb that I've got planted here. And
okay. Huh. I just they didn't show them leaving, so again, I'm too used to modern comics.
Yeah, where they panel everything out, so you can actually see the things that are going
on. Well, because they take a whole story. A story like this, today, would have been 6 issues long.
True.
Versus one issue.
Yeah, that's true,
too.
It's basically showing a whole lot of details.
Exactly. They're showing you everything. Like, mm-hmm. you will see them walking out the door, and then grumbling about it.
Because a lot of stuff, they want the subtle look that they give.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, mm-hmm.
They're throwing it out in more of an experience for you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so basically the Avengers are getting their butts kicked by these guys. Well, except for Vision. And
Vision's kind of taken care of him. Like, he's...
And then they've got the Python somehow has revitalized itself from getting blasted with the heat vision from Vision.
I'm assuming time on this path, the time that's passed has been
sufficient.
Yeah.
Anyways, regardless. So they've got Jan trapped again, and she is, utterly helpless again.
Yeah, she's starting to pass out this time around. Like,
yeah.
She's starting to have some issues.
And the Yellow Jacket's getting pissed off. He's like, if you hurt her head, and they're like, what are you going to do? You can't do anything. And he's like, she can't die, but wait, something's happening to me. And he's like, there might be nothing the Yellow Jacket can do about it. But he's like, you're not dealing with the Yellow Jacket. You're dealing with Goliath. And he shreds his suit and has the Goliath suit on underneath it. And comes out and just basically beats the hell out of everybody that his teammates couldn't.
Well, it's Goliath. Plus, it's a newly invigorated Goliath. Like, he'd been gone. They thought he was dead. But he was just, in his own mind. And he takes the Python like it's nothing.
Ties it in a knot around the ringmaster.
Uh-huh.
And then finally...
Panther takes care of the brothers, the Gambanos.
I was kind of surprised to actually see Goliath come out of the Yellow Jacket.
Yeah, and they explain here in a minute.
Yeah. And then you've got Vision...
taking care of the clown.
Taking out the clown again.
At this point, we see Hawkeye. He's like, I gotta get out of here. And he... Man, he's also hogtied,
mm-hmm.
Right next to Jarvis, literally hanging.
He gets himself untied. He looks at Jarvis and says, "Hey, you're gonna have to hang around for a little bit. I gotta go. Avengers assemble out here.
I gotta save these people." Jan takes care of the Python princess.
Mm-hmm.
She's the last one standing at this moment. Hawkeye comes busting through. He's about ready to, William Tell everybody here. And
he's all like, "Yeah, the battle's over before I even get to take a chance." And he's like, "Well, wait. Hank's there with Jan. How the hell is this going on? And where's the Yellow Jacket? What the hell's basically?" He's here to do the what's going on here.
Yeah, he had no idea what's happening, and they explain it. What ended up happening is he had
an accident in the lab where he was exposed to some gas.
Yeah, he king size dose
of accidental induced
schizophrenia.
Which I'd also like to point out that schizophrenia is not an actual multiple personality disorder. That's what multiple personality disorder is.
That's what I thought they originally said when I was talking about this book with Emily, and I'm like, oh no, it's not what it's called. It's schizophrenia. Like, that doesn't sound right, but okay, we'll go with it.
But anyways,
so, and they tell what happened. He literally had an accident in the lab, and as the chemicals went into his head, he was thinking about Jan and how he felt like he couldn't provide for her the way he should. So he got this new persona, Yellow Jacket, and he's like, well, Yellow Jacket will take care of her the way he should.
Mm-hmm.
And, now they're legally married. And they've been wanting to marry each other for some time. But for whatever reason...
Finally, he actually...
Hank just couldn't pull the trigger. Now they're married.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that is the end of that issue. That's the end of the Avengers.
Here you go, just to throw this out here because I had to look it up myself. Schizophrenia, the definition of that would be a long-term mental disorder of a type involving a breakdown in the relationship between thought, emotion, and behavior, leading to faulty perception, inappropriate actions and feelings, withdrawal from reality and personal relationships into fantasy and delusion, and a sense of mental fragmentation. So I mean, it covers some of the bases for that, but it doesn't cover the multiple personality. He would be schizophrenic with multiple personality mm-hmm. disorder in order for that to have the secondary effects that they
and also what the medical definition was in 1968, because they've changed a lot of their,
that's
true.
Mental that's
illness
a good point. Well, not to mention that a lot of that stuff wasn't really well known, so they heard somebody called a schizo
even into at least as late as the 50s, they're still doing lobotomies.
Yeah.
So
don't worry, we'll take care of everybody. Let me just stick this in here and swizzle it around
a little
bit.
Let's just erase your personality.
Yeah.
Click.
Yeah. So,
rough stuff.
This for me, the first time reading it,
Same here.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. Seeing the origin of Vision, Ultron, Yellowjacket, like, and
especially
the Black Widow costume. Like, that thing is just like, ooh, okay.
As far as Yellowjacket goes, like, this was a nice change for it, because the only one I'd ever seen was in the Ant-Man movie.
Yes.
And it was like, when
he
this
was a villain.
Yeah, and when this popped up, it was like, well, wait a second, I don't understand. Like, he's doing good, but he's not doing good, but he's, you know. And then, you know, it was like, oh, well, that makes more sense. But then don't they later on make the Yellowjacket another guy that's a bad guy anyways?
Well, so this is the first iteration of Yellowjacket.
Obviously, yeah.
Darren Cross, I think it's Darren, the one you know from the Ant-Man movie.
Yeah.
I believe he was the third iteration, and he is a villain.
Okay, so similar to the Ant-Man thing going on, where they have different people taking over the title of Ant-Man because
yeah.
it's,
oh, yeah.
you know.
Yeah, so, I mean.
He didn't actually have the powers. He made things that gave him the powers.
Mm-hmm.
Is basically how it worked.
So,
and they've always passed down the mantles with heroes. I
mean, they do, and we will see that in the next Avengers book that is read on here, where we have a new Goliath. So, yeah, like I said, I enjoy the story. It's nice to see the perspectives from different time periods. Just seeing the stories and the writings of it all. Like, it was... Mm-hmm. It was interesting. So,
name game.
Oh, you want to do the name game? Don't forget about that.
Let's do the name
game. All right, so I'm going to tell you guys. So, one thing I decided to do, because, like we had said, no one wanted to call each other by their real names in this book. Or if they did, they were talking in the third person.
Except for whenever they were talking about the Black Panther, they always called him T'Challa. So,
well, not always. And I have some things here.
Oh.
So I'm going to say what name that they said. Let's see if you guys can guess who it's supposed to be about.
Oh, this will be fun.
All right. So the first one is Man Mountain.
Which would be Goliath.
Goliath, right?
Okay. Tall Socks.
Goliath again.
Okay. Exactly. Bow Slinger.
Which would be, of course,
Hawkeye. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Jungle Man.
T'Challa.
Black Panther.
Which,
again, we don't.
Yeah,
racism.
1968.
We do not endorse racism here at Comic Book Rundown. Mm. See, next one, Bowman. Easy.
Of course. Okay. Yeah,
Hawkeye. Golden Avenger.
Which would be Captain America.
No.
Oh!
Wasp. Is that Wasp?
No.
The Iron
Golden,
Man, right?
Iron Man. Oh, okay. Golden Avenger.
I see, because
His first
point,
suit
his
was...
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Original
well,
suit was Golden.
Hmm. That just sounds like
no,
pretty
the
dope.
First one was Iron, wasn't it?
Well, okay.
That'd be pretty funny.
It was probably... It was Iron, but in the... When he first showed up in Tales of Suspense,
yeah.
It was cold. So,
anyways.
Winghead.
Which would be Thor, of course, because of the helmet.
No.
Wasp?
Cap. Oh, Cap. I forgot back in those.
Oh,
I forgot
yeah.
back in those, Cap still had the wings on his
yep.
helmet.
Goldilocks.
Which would be Thor.
There you go.
Because they actually called him that in the movies, too.
Yep. Tabby.
Which would be a cat, so black. Wait,
is that...
what? No, Panther. Black Panther, yeah.
There you go. Tabby.
Tabby cat, you know.
Lady.
Oh,
lady,
is that
lady,
Wasp?
Hawkeye.
Is
that... Dang. And actually, I think they use that both for Hawkeye and.
Oh, so I was right.
Well, no, I'm sorry, not Hawkeye. Hawkeye said it to Black Widow, and I'm pretty sure he said it to Wasp as well. So, just Hawkeye being a dick. Robin Hood,
which would be Hawkeye, of course.
Alley Cat.
Would that be
Black
Panther
again?
Mm-hmm.
Doll.
Like
D-O-L-L. Doll.
I'm going to guess it's one of those things where they just name the women all these old things.
Yeah,
I'd
say it was
right?
probably the Wasp, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. They had really, really good nicknames for the women.
Yeah.
Straight Arrow.
Yeah, Hawkeye?
Mm-hmm.
Just think, I just thought his arrow was a little bit... Oh.
And William Tell.
Which would be Hawkeye again.
Yep. Oh. That's all the ones I saw on this one.
So basically, like, everybody else has a little bit of respect for each other, and then they just call Hawkeye whatever pops up to mind.
Yeah.
whatever bow and arrow reference
like,
they could think of.
Like, hey,
Robin Hood.
And with that, we're going to go ahead and sign off.
Thank you
guys for showing up and joining me on this adventure.
Oh, it's always fun.
Oh, yeah, it was a pleasure.
And did you enjoy it? You have a good time, Brandon?
First time
here?
Yeah, pretty good. First time on a podcast.
Yeah. So... Dope. But, all right. Well,
first time caller, long time listener.
Yep.
Yeah.
Smell you later.
Oh, jeez. All right. Until next time, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back next time with a brand new story arc.